The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, and it's the 4th of August. We're looking forward to a great day today. The sun is out. The weather is nice, and we expect it to stay that way. I did want to make our listeners aware that Janet Cimarelli is in the studio of WWNN Radio up in Boca Raton. So let me first welcome in our hostess with the mostest, Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al. Wow, what a great introduction. I love that.
Well, I'm glad you deserve it because the reception that you get from customers is overwhelming, and they're so thrilled to have you here giving them expert advice, and they appreciate it immensely. I did want to make an announcement before we get to today's topic that the mail order service is available here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And the number to call if you live locally in the Broward County area is 954-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. If you live outside of the area in Broward County, or if you know somebody from out of state, no matter what state they're in, we can ship to them. And generally the service is done through either UPS or the Postal Service. And the order, if it's called in before 3 o'clock, will go out the same day. The toll-free number living outside of the Broward County area is 1-833-SAVE-A-LOT. That's 1-833-SAVE-A-L-O-T. Or 1-833-728-2568. And for all new mail order customers, first-time orders, you'll receive a $10 gift certificate with the order that you place. And you can use that $10 gift certificate either for your next mail order or if you want them to come into the store and use it in the store to buy whatever you like. And as you know, for the many months that we've been on the air here on 1470 and 95.3, the whole pricing policy behind the EDLP factor here is to give you the opportunity to buy products at a much lower price than you'd expect to pay anywhere else. And I'm speaking about companies that run the 50% off, that run the products at wholesale, that say, I'll give you, you buy one, you get 20% off, or you buy another one, I'll give you 50% off. You have to check the prices because a lot of those are very ambiguous and they're not giving you the right information. They're misleading you with the prices. The best way to find out is just bring in your receipt or bring in the product, and we'll show you what our prices are, or call us on the phone, and you'll know that our prices are EDLP, everyday low prices, 52 weeks a year. And, Janet, the topic today that you have selected, I think, is music to everyone's ears because at some point they have been exposed to pharmaceuticals, and they currently may be taking pharmaceuticals. But a lot of people don't realize that these pharmaceuticals may be interacting in a negative way with the supplements that are being taken and how it's affecting your health. So I'm going to turn it over to you so we can get started.
Okay, thank you. And so what I'm doing today is giving some information about commonly used pharmaceuticals and the potential for interaction with either other drugs, maybe some herbs, maybe vitamins, minerals. And it's from a very highly regarded, in my opinion, organization called Health Notes, and they say they're the number one name in natural health information. And I have to say, with the different publications from them that I've used over the years, they absolutely are number one. So the book that I'm looking at is the A to Z Guide to Drug Herb Vitamin Interactions, and it's edited by Dr. Alan Gaby and a medical team that he's assembled. It is so comprehensive, and I use it frequently to help to establish the proper way to use certain pharmaceuticals that may be necessary in individuals' lives, and to support the best outcome with those pharmaceuticals from a natural perspective. So it's really interesting when you start investigating, and I'm going to start alphabetically. Albuterol. Albuterol is something that people with different lower respiratory system issues may be using to improve their breathing. So it's a short-acting bronchodilator, and to relieve the issues associated with bronchitis, a bronchospasm, many people who are dealing with those breathing issues might have trouble when they are exercising. So it's used to prevent exercise-induced bronchospasm. So it's very frequently used as an inhaler. And so people using this might find some of the suggestions very interesting. So the way this book is written, they provide information about the drug and give all of the different generic and brand names for the drug. And then they tell you whether it has a beneficial or depletion or interference interaction with certain nutrients, other drugs, herbs, and so on. So very interesting. Albuterol may be supported with different minerals, and they specifically mention calcium, magnesium, and potassium. And what they're saying is that drug, albuterol, may decrease plasma levels of certain minerals, calcium, magnesium, phosphate, and potassium. Decreased potassium levels have been reported no matter which introduction form of the albuterol you use. And so the suggestion is to consider supplementation with high quality calcium, magnesium, potassium, a little phosphorus. The thing is, choose extremely high quality, introduce it slowly. Make sure that the minerals are in the chelated forms of the minerals. So I'm saying you don't necessarily want to use calcium carbonate. You don't want to use magnesium oxide. You want good quality forms of these minerals. And if you measure your potassium level, say you look at your blood test and you see that your potassium level is the low end of normal or possibly deficient, coconut water, the most efficient way to support your potassium levels. Then they're talking about the herb Coleus forescoli. And the research says that the combination of the forescolin, the active component in Coleus forescoli, will enhance how the albuterol works. How is it going to enhance it? Well, over time, your body gets kind of accustomed to the dose of albuterol, and you might find yourself using or looking for it a little more frequently than initially. And using the Coleus, that is helping to make the albuterol a little bit more effective. And then the other recommendation is always take the albuterol with a little bit of food in your stomach, because it is going to minimize any kind of potential stomach upset if you have a kind of a predisposition to that, and that the albuterol can worsen that stomach upset. So very important to understand magnesium, so effective at being supportive of normal function of that muscle tissue in your lungs, your potential for reducing a bronchial spasm with magnesium is pretty significant. Then keep in mind, at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, we have things like Ridgecrest Herbs, Ridgecrest Herbal Formulas. They have a variety of respiratory formulas that are absolutely superior. Keep in mind that just by supporting your vitamin C status, you are going to be minimizing your sensitivity to certain triggers that might contribute to your reaching for the albuterol. So those are some suggestions with regard to maintaining your respiratory tract. Switching gears entirely, I will talk about alendronate drugs. So the most famous, I would say, of the alendronate drugs is Fosamax, and it is a class of drugs that is meant to treat osteoporosis. It's interesting because in this book it talks about alendronate is a member of the bisphosphonate family of drugs used to treat and prevent osteoporosis. So when you look in the PDR, there's a little bit of a discrepancy. They are saying in the PDR that the alendronate class of drugs is meant to treat osteoporosis, not necessarily to prevent it. So it has a number of different uses besides osteoporosis, possibly recovering from a fracture, different situations like that. And so what they have to say with regard to alendronate, you must take calcium. And here's a lot of confusion out there. So the first line in this book, the A to Z Guide to Drug Herb Vitamin Interaction, they're saying calcium supplements may interfere with alendronate absorption. So, okay, you're taking the alendronate, you don't want to interfere with its absorption, so you think, well, I better not take my calcium. But what they go on to say, both the calcium and the alendronate are commonly used together in treatment of osteoporosis in the same people. And to prevent negative interaction with regard to the calcium and the alendronate, make sure that you are taking your alendronate dose 2 hours either before or after the calcium supplement. And then a different version of the particular drug alendronate is teludrinate. And teludrinate is related to the alendronate, and it's reduced. The absorption is reduced when taken with magnesium. Then the absorption is reduced if you are taking antacids that do contain a form of aluminum. So very important to understand all of these interactions. And if you have any questions, if you have any concerns, either with the albuterol or the alendronate class of drugs, by all means, come on in and see me at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center this afternoon between 4 and 7. Keep in mind, food, coffee, and orange juice reduce the absorption of alendronate, so you need to take it away from food. And it should be taken with a large glass of plain water 30 minutes or more before any food, other supplements, other medications. And Don't lie down. Remain in a seated or standing position for 30 minutes after taking the drug. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here in the WNN studios. Mr. Al Foreman is joining me. He is at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. We've got more drugs to come. Amlodipine, antibiotics, lisinopril, Celexa. Lots of good information coming up. Stay tuned.
The knowledgeable team at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is partnering with Janet Cimarelli to give you the information and knowledge you need to better manage your health. Janet is a leading licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet's counseling services are now available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. At the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Janet can work with you to change your diet and change your life. Janet has over 25 years of clinical experience helping people to overcome and manage illness. Let her help you get on the path of better health. Call today for convenient times to meet with Janet Cimarelli. Call 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. And make sure to listen to Janet and Mr. Al Foreman Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. right here on WNN. Great service, great prices, save a lot.
Save a lot prices can't be beat. Come find New Chapter, Garden of Life, Mega Food, Kyolic, Quality of Life, Solgar, Nordic Naturals, Nature's Answer, Vibrant Health, Renew Life, Himalaya, Life Flow, Charo Formulas, so many different brands at unbelievable prices. Skincare, cosmetics, it's all here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 754-307-1655. Come see us. Come see the fantastic inventory, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and Janet Cimarelli is up at the WWNN studios up in Boca Raton, and she has been talking about the issue of drug interactions with supplements and how it can harm the bodies, and how it may produce ineffective results with supplements that you may rely on to help a condition in your body. And I know over the years, Janet, I'm looking at some supplements that I have on your desk here that I know have caused problems with people because of pharmaceuticals that were prescribed by the doctor. And I hate to say it, but I think most doctors are not totally aware of the benefits of supplements. I think most doctors still are brainwashed by the amount of years they spend learning about medicine and about patients and conditions. And a lot of the information is coming from pharmaceutical companies who believe prescriptions should be the first area of choice when it comes to helping a patient. The products I'm looking at, Jen, I'm looking at a niacin, I'm looking at omega-3 fish oil, I'm looking at coenzyme Q10, magnesium caps, and Reggie's rice. So I know you have a lot more to discuss, so let me turn it back to you.
Okay, that list of products is very interesting. I tell people all the time that they need to be most cautious if they are on a cholesterol-lowering drug and using niacin. It is too much of an impact on your liver and may result in elevated liver enzymes when you're using both. The combination of niacin with red yeast rice is problematic as well. And I tell people, choose one or the other. If you're going to use niacin, you do need to check your liver enzymes on a regular basis. And actually, I do recommend the same if you're using red yeast rice to check your liver enzymes. Very important to be using coenzyme Q10 to prevent a lot of the potential side effects with artificially lowering cholesterol levels. Then if someone is using omega-3 in conjunction with blood thinning medications, warfarin, Eliquis, any of those blood thinning medications that typically are prescribed after having a stent implanted or after having an episode of atrial fibrillation. Blood thinning medications are quite commonly used, and they are telling the people, stay away from certain high vitamin K content foods. And what I tell my clients is pay very close attention to your INR numbers, and you want to understand that if you have a small amount of green leafy vegetables that contain far greater profile of nutrients than simply vitamin K, and your medication dosage can be adjusted based on that restricted but still present intake of certain types of vegetables. And keeping in mind that vitamin K is critically important with regard to mineral balance, so it doesn't just impact how that blood thinning medication works. It impacts how you process calcium, magnesium, iron. So a variety of different concerns play a role here, and it's important, in my view, to get some kind of expert advice, to do some research on the internet, to have a very frank interaction with your prescribing cardiologist. And if you have any questions, again, this is something that I have worked on over the years, working with individuals to establish a correct diet when they're using blood thinning medications and that they want to use certain types of supplements. Okay, my next drug, a very commonly used drug that I talk to people about very frequently, it's amlodipine. It's also known as Norvasc, and there may be some interaction with the very common things. What I'm talking about, grapefruit juice. You must not use grapefruit juice when you are taking amlodipine or Norvasc. Why grapefruit juice? Grapefruit juice is good for you, isn't it? Well, not when you're taking amlodipine or Norvasc. And the reason is the grapefruit juice actually cancels out a particular liver enzyme. That enzyme is responsible for breaking down the amlodipine. So if you're using grapefruit juice on a routine basis and you're taking amlodipine, the amlodipine may build up because it has not been broken down on a particular schedule, that is a schedule that is typical in most people, how their livers function. So no grapefruit juice when you are taking amlodipine or Norvasc. The other thing is, in a certain class of patients, insulin resistant, obese men with high blood pressure, what happens is DHEA levels may dramatically increase. So you have to be aware of testing your DHEA levels. If you fall into that category, insulin resistant males who are obese and being treated for high blood pressure with the amlodipine, the DHEA levels may be increasing. And now this subject, antibiotics, it's astonishing, because looking in this book, the number of different antibiotics covers a page and a half. There are so many different brands of antibiotics out there. And indeed, I believe the statistics show it is the most commonly prescribed pharmaceutical here in the United States. So here's what's very interesting. Supplementing with vitamin K. So what's going on here? They've shown that there have been a number of cases of excessive bleeding in people taking antibiotics. So I'm going to say that it's probably people who are on a long-term antibiotic therapy, and their levels of vitamin K have been depleted. So the side effect of excessive bleeding may be the result of reduced vitamin K activity or reduced vitamin K production by the bacteria in the colon. Okay, so here's the circle goes round and round and round. We understand that sometimes people deal with diarrhea or digestive system upset when they're using an antibiotic, and that the way to overcome that would be with a variety of different beneficial microorganisms, the probiotics. So Bifidobacterium, Lactobacillus acidophilus, Saccharomyces boulardii, all of those crucially important for maintaining proper function of your digestive tract. Taking care of your digestive tract with the probiotics relieves a possibility of upset stomach, queasiness, and certainly the diarrhea that many people experience with use of antibiotic therapy. What is interesting is they may, over the long term, suffer with a depletion of vitamin K, which makes it much more likely that they might possibly experience excessive bleeding. So the excessive bleeding is the result of not being able to produce enough vitamin K by the beneficial bacteria that have been wiped out by the antibiotics. So the circle goes round and round and round and round. So I mentioned the common side effects of antibiotics is diarrhea, and it's caused by the elimination of that beneficial bacteria. So taking probiotic Lactobacillus acidophilus, Lactobacillus casei, specifically Bifidobacterium longum and Saccharomyces boulardii, all help to prevent antibiotic-induced diarrhea. And taking a supplement, Carlson Vitamins, Carlson has several different vitamin K choices, and there are many different vitamin K choices at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And, okay, so moving on from the antibiotics, and I'm just going to say that it is so important if you have chosen to use antibiotics in the recent past, make sure you go on a program of probiotics, very specifically replacing those beneficial bacteria. You might want to use a therapeutic dose. I would probably not go too much higher than 30. There are certain 30 billion. There are certain situations where I might suggest a higher dose than the 30 billion. But for the most part, after using an antibiotic, 30 billion replacement probiotic formula would be sufficient. And then after you've been on that, let's say for 30 to 60 days, then you can go to a much lower dose in the range of 5 to 8 billion probiotic products. So very important to understand the replacement of those beneficial bacteria plays a role with regard to your mood, with regard to your digestion and absorption of food, regularity, your immune function. So important to keep that beneficial bacteria very well supported in your gut. And I had a counseling session early this morning, and the people were not necessarily able to access the probiotic product, but what they use are a variety of different fermented foods, and those do the job as well. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here at the Boca Raton studios of WNN. You can listen to us on 95.3 FM, 1470 AM, and you can go to wwnnradio.com and listen live. I'll be right back with more. Stay tuned. Are you taking the recommended supplements meant to address specific health issues? If you've not been able to reach your health goals, maybe the supplements don't have the biological activity necessary. Discuss with me, Janet Cimarelli, the specific nutrients for your health issues. Quality supplements and focused nutrient dosages make a world of difference. To achieve your health goals, come to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Our excellent staff has combined experience well over 100 years. You get the very best supplements at the very best prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and GMOs. Choose organic foods and support your good health as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come into Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices. The best prices. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is the 4th of August, Friday, and Janet Cimarelli has been expounding the interaction between pharmaceuticals and supplements and the use of supplements and what you should and shouldn't do. And I think the topic is most interesting. I'm trying to find out, Janet, if you have any information about how many different pharmaceuticals are currently used in pharmacies.
My goodness, Mr. Foreman. throwing your hostess with the mostest under the bus here. I don't have that information at my fingertips, but I'm going to say it probably is a mind-boggling number, because the number of new pharmaceuticals being introduced into the marketplace every week is astonishing. And I'm just going to quote that book, Best Pills, Worst Pills, and say the recommendation is never use a pharmaceutical drug prescription for a drug that has not been in the marketplace for 5 years.
Good advice.
So that's pretty astonishing advice, don't you think?
Without a doubt. And as of 2014, the best information I can get was that there's over 6,000 different pharmaceuticals, but this was 3 years ago. And this was in the United States, not worldwide. So I would imagine that worldwide, you're probably looking at an unbelievable number of pharmaceutical drugs that are on the marketplace, some of which wind up here that may not be manufactured here in the States, but are manufactured in other countries and sold here because pharmaceutical industries have a piece of what's going on because of the widespread that they encompass. And what's manufactured here could be distributed in 100 different countries. But yet in 100 different countries, there could be 100 different companies manufacturing drugs that we are taking in here in the United States. So the issue of pharmaceuticals is just enormous. And I think you're bringing some great information for the benefit of the customers that shop here at Save-A-Lot, as well as shopping in other stores, because you're giving them good information that they should consider before they start taking a pharmaceutical.
And in the kind of information that if they've been taking a pharmaceutical long term, the potential for developing a nutrient deficiency tends to be quite high. And the issue with regard to how to get the most out of the pharmaceutical, I think, includes you learn how to use it the most efficient way, and possibly you can be getting the beneficial effects you're looking for from the pharmaceutical with the lowest possible dose. And to me, it's astonishing, because you mentioned how the pharmaceutical industry is essentially global. So let's say you have a particular drug, and I will use Zestril as an example. This is just an example. I don't know if this is accurate, but it happens for a variety of different brand name and generic formulas, pharmaceutical formulas, that you may get that particular drug from your drugstore, and you use it and it's successful, and it may have been manufactured, let's say, in Ireland. The next time you fill your prescription, you get the same drug, nothing has changed, same prescription, same drug, same dose, and that drug that you receive from the pharmacy, same pharmacy, may have been manufactured in China, may have been manufactured in South Korea. So the same drug may come from many different sources, and you cannot be absolutely certain that time after time after time, when you're filling your prescription, that you're getting the very same manufacturing source. And you say, okay, well, the formula is the same, so I'm absolutely covered from that viewpoint. Yes, indeed, the formula is exactly the same. However, the manufacturing process might be slightly different. The coating might be a little bit different. The coloring used might be a little different. And those, even though those things sound very minuscule in importance, it may play a role in how well that particular drug works for you. So there's so much to consider when we start using these chemicals to achieve a physiological change. And we owe it to our bodies to be as well informed as possible. So I tell people, you want to take a look at the physician's desk reference. You want to, one of the sources of information that I find extremely helpful is a website called drugs.com. I generally don't feel comfortable with the information from WebMD.com, but drugs.com has comprehensive information and on a quality par with the physician's desk reference. Okay, so the next drug I'm going to talk about is lisinopril. Along with amlodipine, one of the more common drugs that people I am working with at my office in the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, lisinopril comes up pretty frequently. The brand name is Zestril. And so, interesting what they have found out, that there is the potential for zinc depletion. So in a study of 34 people with hypertension, 6 months of the drug captopril or enalapril, which are both ACE inhibitors that are related to lisinopril, that blood pressure lowering treatment led to a decreased levels of zinc in white blood cells, raising the concern about possible ACE inhibitor induced zinc depletion. So zinc depletion has not been reported with lisinopril, and they're suggesting here in this A to C guide book that more research be conducted. But it makes sense for people, and this is the books I quote, it makes sense for people taking lisinopril long-term to consider, as a precaution, taking a zinc supplement or a multi-mineral tablet. Now, the multi-mineral tablet can possibly cause concern, because one of the effects of lisinopril and Zestril, Enalapril, Captopril would be that there may be an adverse interaction with regard to taking ACE inhibitors, and those ACE inhibitors having an effect on your blood chemistry, raising your blood potassium levels. So this problem is likely to occur in people who have some version of kidney disease, but taking potassium supplements, high potassium foods, potassium-containing salt substitutes, those things can create literally life-threatening problems because of that elevation in potassium. So you have to be very aware of your potassium levels, have those checked in on a regular basis. I certainly would suggest that you have, you know, you follow your doctor's recommendation, but I would say maybe every 3 or 4 months to check your potassium levels and your zinc levels. So the potassium could possibly go high and the zinc could possibly go too low. And then the discussion goes on to say that the zinc supplement, if that's what you choose to address, maintaining a proper zinc level, the zinc supplement should always contain copper. Solaray has an excellent formula, 50 milligrams of zinc and 2 milligrams of copper. So that perfect balance for correct interaction. Now, why is zinc so important? Zinc is responsible for maintaining activity in over 200 detox pathways. So metabolic debris that has the potential to build up in your cells and tissues, you need zinc to get it out of your body. You need zinc to break it down and make it manageable to be excreted. And that zinc copper balance is crucial. Then, just the recommendation with regard to lisinopril and the other ACE inhibitors, you can take it with or without food. So here's, you say, okay, well, which is it? With food? Without food? And what I tell people is you want to take it at the same time every day, and you want to take it in the same way. Some would prefer to use it with food. Other people might want to take it just on an empty stomach. But you want to do it the same way, day after day after day after day. Okay, the next one is very interesting, Neurontin. Neurontin very often prescribed for pain, gabapentin, the generic version of it, and it is amazing what you need to know with regard to properly utilizing gabapentin or Neurontin. And so many vitamins, minerals, amino acids, so much affected by the use of either gabapentin or Neurontin. Biotin. Deficiency in biotin can change behavior. Low biotin levels might, people dealing with low biotin levels because depletion has been created with the use of gabapentin or Neurontin. So you might lose your appetite. You might have just a vague sensation of jittery uneasiness. You might feel a little bit like a low mood. So very important to understand that in addition to attending to biotin support, other aspects of the B complex are important to support as well. So biotin, folic acid, B12, and there is a continuing list of vitamins and minerals that we will talk to you about after this break. So stay tuned. We'll talk a little bit more about Neurontin and gabapentin after this short break.
Caring for your health doesn't stop with taking the best supplements. Caring for your health also means reducing your exposure to harmful chemicals. Come see the great selection of skincare products containing no harmful chemicals, products that support your good health and the health of our world around us. Natural hair care, body washes, fragrances, essential oils, moisturizers. Support your good health with all the natural products at great prices. Fabulous prices. Unmatched prices. All at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries, but the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Janet Cimarelli is up at the WWNN studios up in Boca Raton. She will be here today from 4 to 7. And you must have a lot of questions now about some of the pharmaceuticals that you may be taking. And Janet is the person that you want to speak to, how you can stop interactions with maybe some of the nutraceuticals you're taking and the vitamins you're taking as far as your intake of pharmaceuticals. I want to give you another statistic, which I think is mind-blowing, Janet. The number of prescriptions in all pharmacies in the United States for the year 2016. Are you sitting down?
Yes, I am.
Okay. 4,065,479,343. That's for the year 2016. I'm sure the number is greater for the year 2017. In the three states that had the highest amount of prescriptions, I'll give them to you in the order of the highest. California was first with 358,892,71. New York was next with 280,719,127. Florida had 265,554,110 prescriptions filled in the state of Florida in the year 2016. So obviously there must be something wrong with the way people are being treated, because they seem to be targeting or going to a doctor that needs to fill a prescription for them. And I know that people coming to see you, Janet, you have a different theory, a different philosophy, and a different attitude. And that is, you like to take the easy way first before you try something in the pharmaceutical agenda. And I think people should realize that. So when they come to see you, they have an option. They can either start with vitamins and supplements and nutraceuticals, or they can go to the doctor and get a prescription, or you could do a little bit of both. And that's why it's important to sit down with Janet and find out what is best for you. So, Janet, I know you only have a little bit of time left to finish the show, but I want to remind our listeners again that you are available today from 4 to 7 and tomorrow from 1 to 5. So I'll turn it back to you.
Okay, so depletion of biotin, calcium, folic acid, carnitine, A, B12, B6, vitamin D, vitamin K, those are crucial with regard to maintaining the ability of your body to function while you're using gabapentin or Neurontin. And as pain relieving substances, they're very effective. However, they do require you as the user of that pharmaceutical to be very well aware of the potential side effects of depletion of those different nutrients. Very comprehensive list of nutrients. So important for people to understand. Support the nutrition status. Your drug is going to work more effectively, and you're going to be able possibly to take a lower dose. When that drug works more effectively, you might be able to use less and less. Why am I so concerned about using a little bit less of a pharmaceutical? Well, let's not call them pharmaceutical. Outside the realm of normal exposure to chemicals. So you think about these chemical molecules that are created in the research lab, and they have been tested on a variety of different cells. They've been tested on certain animals, and they have achieved a certain outcome. Okay, so now this chemical is brought into the marketplace. It is a molecular structure that your body has never, ever seen. In the history of the human race, this molecule has never been inside a human body. Oh, do you want to be a chemical experiment? So they can propose that, yes, indeed, you're going to get a specific effect based on our research, but you're an individual. Maybe you had a certain food in the prior days, and maybe that food will create a different interaction than any interaction that's been shown in the research studies. So there's so much to be aware of. Keep in mind, I am not against the use of pharmaceuticals for a very specific outcome. What you need to know is supporting yourself nutritionally plays a very big role in this entire picture. So it isn't merely getting the prescription, filling it, taking it on a regular basis, following the directions that are given to you by your pharmacist. It also includes supporting yourself nutritionally. Okay, here's a category of drugs that I see very routinely in individuals that I work with in my office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. What am I talking about? Diuretics. Okay, so one that I see very frequently, hydrochlorothiazide, HCTZ, and so there are other ones, Diuril, Hygrotin, Lasix, Boomex. So those are just some of the names that I see on a pretty regular basis with people who are using these drugs, possibly alone, but also possibly as an adjunct treatment to their blood pressure lowering drug. So what are you losing when you are taking a diuretic? My thing is, and it's not necessarily mentioned here in the article on diuretics in my A to Z guide, they're talking about most important that people taking a diuretic. And here's what the book says. One study showed that people taking diuretics for more than 6 months had lower blood levels of folic acid and higher levels of homocysteine compared to people not taking diuretics. Okay, what's homocysteine? It's a toxic amino acid byproduct associated with atherosclerosis. And that's what the book is saying. But you know what else homocysteine level is associated with? So if you have an elevated homocysteine level, your memory might be affected. You won't necessarily have that concentration, quick recall, quick brain activity. So that's with folic acid deficiency. You're going to see the potential for an increased homocysteine level that is associated both with memory issues as well as terribly negative situation with regard to atherosclerosis and the potential development for heart disease. Okay, what else is going to happen with the increased use of diuretics? Dehydration. Your liver won't get the hydration it needs. Your kidneys won't get the hydration it needs. Your skin, your colon. So important to make certain that when you're taking a diuretic, you are maintaining proper hydration. What's another category of loss with using diuretics? Minerals. Very often, the potassium is the main focus of what your physician might discuss with you, but you're not only losing potassium, you have the potential to lose calcium, magnesium, selenium, iodine, all different minerals across the board. And minerals are what make it happen in your body. You need those minerals for so many different types of metabolic function and interaction. Okay, you have been tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and I will be in my office at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center this afternoon at 4 o'clock. I'll be there from 4 to 7. I will have my trusty book, The Health Notes A to Z Guide to Drug, Herb, and Vitamin Interactions. If you have blood work copies, please bring those blood work copies with you when you come in to see me. And I can tell you, based on the blood work, based on the supplements, based on the pharmaceuticals you may be taking, where you need to direct your attention in order to stay healthy. Stay active. Again, this has been brought to you by the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate, and there will be a rebroadcast tomorrow and Monday back live. See you then. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.